You're listening to KFSK Public Radio in Petersburg. This is our weekly check-in with the National Weather Service in Juneau, and today is Wednesday, the 22nd of July, 2020. And I'm joined virtually here by Wes Adkins with the National Weather Service. Hi, Wes.
Hey, Joe. How's it going?
All right. The sogginess continues for this summer, huh?
That is right. You know, we were just looking at some stats here. And, you know, earlier in the week, we actually did get an atmospheric river. I guess it was last weekend, especially for you all on Sunday night, I believe was your rainy period, but maybe a little bit into Monday as well. And before that, we were thinking that Petersburg was on track to have the wettest summer in 33 years, which is saying something because you all live in a wet climate just as we do. But kind of re-clunking the numbers here a little bit, juggling the numbers in our computers, it does look like that because of that big heavy rainfall event Sunday night into Monday for Petersburg, that now Petersburg is on track to have the wettest summer in 50 years.
Oh, wow.
So the sogginess continues.
Oh, wow. Okay. So we can take comfort in that it is actually as wet as it feels.
It does. Now, we just want to put out a caveat here because August typically is a wet month across all of Alaska, including right here in Southeast. So I guess I'm going to offer an analogy. So if every year is a student in a classroom and the teacher is giving us a test and we've got June, the part of the test that covers June, the part of the test that covers July, and the part of the test that covers August. And, you know, just without knowing anything, you realize, oh, June, July, and August, they count the same. But in climatology, because August is such a wet month, that in the grand scheme of the test, the August portion of the test is worth a lot more than the June portion of the test. So even if Petersburg scored really high, as far as, you know, we're talking inches of rain and sogginess for June and July, that the real big part of the test is coming up in August, and there's a lot more points to be earned there. So in order to remain this 50 years trend, we have to get a lot more rain coming up in August.
Okay. All right. Well, short term, what are we looking at?
Sure. Short term, we're looking at a little more rain. Go figure. So we've got this low down in or around Kodiak right now. We are looking for that to kind of spin across the Gulf and reach us by Thursday. So Petersburg could see maybe a little more wind on the waters out there, but we're not looking at anything more than 10 or 15 knots in the inner channels. But we are looking for showers to kind of be enhanced a little bit. So the scattered showers Wednesday night will probably become more numerous on Thursday. But in general, we're not looking for like heavy duty rainfall amounts. So we're not expecting anything that you all got on Sunday night and the Monday. However, it does look like that this system kind of skirts down to the BC coast on Friday. So I think if you got any outdoor activities or you can sneak a day off on Friday, that might be the time to do it. So there you go. We're looking for a little drier conditions on Friday. Now, looking forward to the weekend, we are seeing the North Pacific storm track organize a bit more. And it looks like we may yet get another atmospheric river kind of event going or poised to come into the panhandle for the weekend. It may start as some rain on Saturday, probably late Saturday, but our timing this is a little fuzzy. But then by Sunday, we're looking at the potential for heavy rain, and that includes Petersburg.
All right. So back to bailing the boats on the weekend.
Back to bailing the boats. I know you all have got it down muscle memory, right?
That's right. Okay. Anything else important to highlight this week, Wes?
I think that about does it. One last thing, you know, as far as I talked a little about the rain this summer, and I know it's been pretty warm the last few summers in Petersburg and also very dry. So we're not even seeing that it's wet summer climatologically, but it's a stark difference between the last several summers. And looking at the temperatures, you know, a lot of people might be suspecting, oh, it's been chilly. Well, it has been. We are looking that June was up to 5 degrees chillier than normal, which is a pretty powerful statement. July, we are around 3 degrees below normal. So it is proving to be a chilly summer in Petersburg.
Yikes. Okay. Thanks, Wes.
All right. Take care, Joe.